Haramai, good morning. This is Judith Leigh welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service. Manx Radio. It's been described as a tonic for the mind and balm for the soul. But what is it? It's well-being, and a new book about it is being launched here on the island on Tuesday evening. And as the leaders of the churches in Ukraine beg us to stand alongside them in prayer at this time of crisis, we take a little time to reflect and pray. In a few moments, we'll be talking about the World Day of Prayer, which is this coming Friday, March the 4th. And our hymns this morning are taken from the service that's offered for use on that day. This is the first of them. Huddersfield Choral Society and Thy Hand, O God, Has Guided Your Flock From Age to Age. Of prayer is very much the focus of our programme this morning. And joining me now is Caroline Salmon. Now, Caroline coordinates a long-established annual event that has a lot of support on this island, that has for a lot of years had a very misleading title, hasn't it, Caroline? Good morning and welcome.
Hello, yes. It's been called Women's World Day of Prayer for many years, and just a couple of years ago changed to World Day of Prayer. Now, it's still very much a women's-led organisation, and it changed because people felt that men felt excluded. They weren't excluded, of course, but by the very name, Women's World Day of Prayer, it was felt that men didn't participate. And so the name changed, and we chose to change the name. It wasn't forced on anybody. It was voted on to call it World Day of Prayer instead. But it is still very much a women's led ecumenical movement. And that's the important thing for me, is that it is women from many, many different denominations that both take part in the services here on the island and across the world. And the groups that write the services are very much ecumenical groups of women.
And there are also groups of women from all around the world. And this is what can be such an interesting and challenging time, because each country, the women from each country who prepare the service, focus on their joys and strengths and their problems and challenges as well, don't they?
Indeed. And it is wonderful to hear the joys and the challenges from women across, as you say, right across the world. And each year, there is a different country that has written the service.
But this year, it's quite close to home, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's the group that are England, Wales and Northern Ireland. There's so many countries in the world that it is only once in many decades that a country gets to do it. So yes, this year it has been written by England, Wales and Northern Ireland.
And at the end of this conversation, I'll mention the services that I know about that are spread around the island at different times of the day. So it really gives a lot of opportunity for people to come together and to pray. Now, obviously, the theme has been set for this year because all the publicity has gone out for it. And the theme for this year is,
I know the plans I have for you.
But just looking at the service itself that's been set for this coming Friday, as you say, it's ecumenical. This is why you are so very passionate about it. It's another opportunity for all the churches to work together. But this year, some of the churches have felt that they couldn't join in. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you could, Caroline.
Yes, certainly. Within the service this year, there is a prayer that is repeated a number of times that says, God, our mother and our father. And that has caused a sticking point for some people.
But the organisers almost anticipated that, didn't they? Because they have written at some length about it, haven't they?
They have. They've put an introductory part in the actual booklet that we all will have at the service. But they've also sent out a letter to share that talks about this issue. And it says, this service offers us an opportunity to appreciate more clearly the enormity of God. God is totally beyond the limits of our mere human thought and understanding. We do not have adequate language to describe God, nor sufficient artistic skills to depict God without words. Our human words are images, models, metaphors and analogies, all speaking of the richness of God, but never capturing God's fullness. And yet, so often, we continue to try to put limits on him, to try and shut him up in a box, by calling him for starters. Much of the Bible was written at a time when women were chattels, just like sheep or donkeys. There are passages in the Bible that include accounts of abuse, seem to support discrimination, particularly against women, and have been used to justify abuse. Also, for much of its history, the church's theology has been developed, decided and informed by the experiences of men, and thus reflects men's experiences and knowledge of God and ways of being in the world. The continuing use of predominantly masculine words and imagery when addressing or speaking of God reinforces the idea that the male is normative and the female in some way or other inferior. This is certainly not what Jesus taught. One of the most important and distinctive characteristics of World Day of Prayer is that it is women-led. We must not forget, in some countries, World Day of Prayer still offers the only opportunity for women to express their concerns and to ask for prayer for the issues that are most relevant to them and to their families. This is something that we must cherish. In this service, the phrase God, our mother and our father is used not to be provocative, but only to draw attention to the wider imagery of God and to try and take a small step towards an understanding of God beyond gender. It is also for this reason that both male and female pronouns have been avoided in all the prayers. The executive director of WDPIC reports that the responses to our use of gender-neutral language in the prayers and of the phrase God, our mother and our father from the rest of the world has been positive. She said that people seem glad that God is being seen as above and beyond traditional ways of understanding. She feels that this is helping to take our movement forward in a good way.
Caroline, thank you for that. So obviously a lot of prayerful consideration has gone into this. But of course, the thing that is dominating our thoughts is the situation in the world and particularly Ukraine. And so we've been invited here to add some extra prayers, haven't we?
We have. The World Day of Prayer International Committee has written an additional prayer that people are being encouraged to add to that service. God of the past, the present and the future, our thoughts and prayers are with our sisters and brothers in Ukraine and the surrounding countries in their fear and distress. We pray too for all other regions of the world where there is conflict, unrest or oppression. We pray that reconciliation will overcome hatred. Peace will conquer war. Hope will replace despair, and that your plans for the world and for us, its people, will be fulfilled. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith.
Wallingford Parish Church Choir and the musical setting of the Prayer of St. Francis, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Caroline Salmon coordinates the World Day of Prayer service in the north of the island, but there'll be services around the island this Friday, March the 4th, with a warm welcome for everyone. And perhaps this is just one chance for us to come together to pray with renewed hope for peace in Ukraine and in the world. In the north, the World Day of Prayer service is in Christchurch at the Doon on Friday evening at 7:30. In Castletown Methodist Church in Arbury Street, you're invited to pop into the church hall any time from 10 o'clock on Friday morning to share light refreshments, and then there'll be a service in church at 11. In Douglas, the World Day of Prayer service will be at 10:30 on Friday morning in St Thomas's in Finch Road in the town centre. And this will be followed by the first of St Thomas's weekly Lent lunches at noon. And there's an afternoon service in the Cool Methodist Chapel on the edge of the business park in Braddon at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And the Cathedral in Peel are offering an alternative to the traditional services. The Cathedral is hosting Drop In and Pray As and When You're Able from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Friday, March the 4th, for anyone who can't manage the full service or maybe is at work throughout the day. There'll be resources available to help private prayers, and at various points through the day, there'll be led prayers, meditations and Bible readings from the lectern. There may be other World Day of Prayer services on Friday that I don't know about, so do look out for publicity in your local area. The posters are very colourful and easy to spot, and everyone is assured of a warm welcome wherever you go. At the start of the programme, I said we'd be talking about a tonic for the mind and balm for the soul. And that's what we're going to do now.
I'm back in Church's Bookshop, nestled inside St Thomas's Church in Finch Road, here in the heart of Douglas, holding Andrew Wedgwood Main back from closing up the shop on a busy Saturday afternoon. Andrew, we're talking book launch today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are really thrilled. Being a small island, we don't get an awful lot of books where the in-person launch happens on the Isle of Man. First time since COVID we've had an in-person book event. We've got the launch of the A to Z of Wellbeing, which is by a Manx author, Ruth Rice, who some will know as the founder of Renew Wellbeing.
Now, Renew Wellbeing, these are spaces where, in a word, it's okay to be not okay. And I had the pleasure of meeting and talking with Ruth some months ago on her last visit to the island. And it's growing hugely, this response to people needing a place to be. It's obviously what people need at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. I don't think any of us have come through the last 2 years unscathed. We're all carrying baggage, carrying grief. And Renew spaces are spaces for people to just be and to be welcomed, and they're plugged in with local mental health support, etc. And it's growing really fast. We've got two on the island now. We've got Renew Cafe Broadway in the Well, and we've got Renew Slantashee, which I'm probably mispronouncing, which is at Peel Methodist Church, which is also where the book launch is going to be held.
Now, you're absolutely right that the Renew spaces, Renew cafes, are linked to professional services, but also they're just a place to make friendships. You can come along and sit around and chat. They generally involve some food, which is never a bad thing, hobbies, games to play. Maybe there'll be somebody else who'll invite you to go out for a walk with them. It's all relaxed. There's no pressure on anybody to do anything, is there?
No, absolutely. These are places people can come and make friends, make connections, feel connected with other humans after a time that has been very isolating for many.
The A to Z of Wellbeing. You've had a little peep at the book already, haven't you, Andrew? What do you think of it?
It's fantastic. I think it's the sort of book that now is very timely, because it's full of ideas to help you maintain well-being in your daily life. And well-being is one of those words that gets thrown around a lot, but what it really means at heart is being at peace with where you are and who you are.
And it's a book that you can dip into. It's not a book that you have to read cover to cover, but you can just keep it by you and dip into it.
Absolutely. I mean, it would be a bit ironic for a book of well-being to become a chore to read, and this one absolutely isn't. And so we're really thrilled to be hosting its in-person launch. Should say it's been launched online across the UK, but for the in-person launch, the Isle of Man was chosen by Ruth, which we are very honoured by.
And that's on Tuesday evening, this coming Tuesday, 1st of March, Tuesday evening. Where is it and what time, Andrew?
It's at Peel Methodist Church, which is near the cathedral, across the road from the Centenary Centre. And it's at 7:30 p.m. It's free to attend, but we are asking if people are able to go onto our Facebook page and find the link to book tickets. They're completely free. It just helps us to look at what numbers are arriving. If you don't get a chance to do that, please don't let that stop you. We'll also accept people on the door. We're not going to turn anyone away, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic. We're going to have Ruth there talking a bit about the book. There'll be a chance for some Q&A. And there'll also be a Renew space set up in the back of the church. So I particularly implore people who think that their church could hold a Renew space in the future to come along and see what the perspective is.
And of course, the book will be available, and it's at a special discounted price for the launch, isn't it?
It is, yep. We're able to offer a discount on books bought at the launch. I'm sure Ruth will be signing them. We've also have other books and resources to help maintain well-being at the event as well. So it's an opportunity to come. There'll be a cup of tea and just hear something about about something really good that's going on.
And talking of good things that are going on, we're on the threshold of Lent. And not only have you got in the bookshop some excellent Lent books, the Archbishop of Canterbury's Lent book, you've got that in stock, but also you've now expanded your Fairly Traded range to include some Dalit items, some beautiful soaps and herbs, of course, lovely Easter cards. So there's lots to come into the bookshop for, isn't there, Andrew?
Absolutely. We've got constantly have new stock arriving. We've got the real Easter egg in now, which is Fair Trade milk chocolate, the real story of Easter. And it's a fantastic way to sort of help merge the traditions of Easter that children expect, which is as much chocolate as they can eat, and the story of Easter. Yeah, we've got loads of resources and books just to help build you up in what's been a very difficult time.
Just worth mentioning about those Easter eggs. Unfortunately, this year the supermarkets won't be stocking them. So it's worth bearing in mind that you are going to be one of the primary sources for the real Easter egg, aren't you?
Yes, due to some customs issues with the supplier, none of the supermarkets will have them. And they also are harder to order online now. But as I say, we have them in. So if people want them, they can email us, message us on Facebook, call us if they want to reserve one, or just come in and grab them before they go.
And if they would like to come in and see you, Church's Bookshop is now within St Thomas's Church. The entrance is just at the side there, St Thomas's in Finch Road, here in the heart of Douglas. You're open every day except Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep, absolutely. That's our current opening hours, and we'd like to maintain that. Of course, it's entirely dependent on volunteers. My wife, Georgia, and myself, we do our best to keep it open and to work hard, but we are only part-time, and we're always looking for more people to step forward, to volunteer a few hours of their day to keep the shop open, to help us maintain that full schedule of hours. And so we're really hoping to see some more volunteers come forward in the coming weeks and months, going into the summer season where our volunteer force gets a bit more stretched.
The reason that you exist is because, as you say, you are largely made up of very, very willing volunteers. Some people who've given many years of service to the bookshop. It's a lovely environment. It's a great little family to be part of.
Yep, you can pop in, message us on Facebook, email us, call us.
And just give us, to finish off, with the good old-fashioned telephone number.
You can call us on 621 593. That's answered during shop hours, which are, as you said, 11 till 5 Monday to Saturday. You can also leave a message anytime, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Just remember to leave your phone number in the message, otherwise we won't know what number to call to ring you back.
Andrew, thank you very much indeed for making me, as always, so very welcome here in Church's Bookshop. And we wish you every success with the launch of Ruth Rice's A to Z of Wellbeing, Tuesday evening, Peel Methodist Church at 7:30.
Thank you very much, Judith.
Shine in our hearts.
Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. That's another of the hymns chosen for the World Day of Prayer service that'll be used here on the island and around the world this coming Friday. But it also seems particularly appropriate for these troubled times. The Archbishops of Canterbury and York, alongside church leaders around the world, are calling for prayers for peace. They invite us to share these words. God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. Above all, we pray for all your precious children at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. We pray in the name of Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And we finish now with our usual look at our notice board. St Peter's Church in Onchan invite you to join them for choral evensong this evening at 6:30, a peaceful, prayerful, traditional service with music from St Peter's Church Choir. More news now from the cool chapel at Braddon, and Mrs Margaret Newton tells me that Becky, one of the church members, is having a birthday big brew tomorrow, Monday the 28th of February, in Cool Chapel Hall. Tea, coffee and cake will be available between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. You're invited to pop in and help Becky celebrate, and the money raised is for Tradecraft Exchange, who work with producer groups in the poorer countries of the world. Simple lunches for Lent, consisting of homemade soup, desserts and a hot drink, will be served each Thursday from 12 until 1:30 in the Cool Chapel Hall. Proceeds this year will be shared between the Tear Fund Lent Appeal and Motivate Addiction Services. We're halfway through Fairtrade Fortnight, and the focus this year is on climate change and the growing problems that this poses to farmers and workers within the Fairtrade community. Dalby Church is a Fairtrade eco-church and are celebrating the positive news story of living the change you want to see in the world and how we can all be part of the solution through our shopping and our gardening. They'll be screening the film The Biggest Little Farm in Dalby schoolrooms this Thursday, March the 3rd at 7:30, with refreshments and Fairtrade home cooking. The film is a true story that chronicles the 8-year quest of trading city living for 200 acres of barren farmland and unlocking the biodiverse design for living that exists far beyond the farm and our wildest imagination. Everyone's welcome. Bring your friends, no need to book, no admission charge, although donations to cover costs are always very welcome. On Friday, March the 4th at 7 p.m, there's a fun quiz night being held at Promenade Methodist Church to aid the leprosy mission. And last but by no means least, Glenmay Craft Market with those famous bacon baps is on Saturday 5th of March from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Glenmay Chapel and Community Centre. Homemade produce and handicrafts by local artists and much, much more. Free entry, light lunches available, and if you don't know where Glenmay Chapel and Community Centre is, just head for Glenmay and look for the bunting and the banners. And that's all that we have time for now, but I'll be back later, so do please join me if you can tonight at 9 o'clock for Sundown, a rich mix of easy listening music to round off your weekend. And do please email me if you've got items for the notice board or you'd like to request a favourite hymn. My address is judithleigh@manxradio.com. So till whenever we meet again, this is Judith saying thank you for listening, and I wish you and those you love a blessed and peaceful week and a very good morning. Station, Manx Radio.